Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a master of divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Quick question regarding recreational marijuana. I have a friend in the church who believes that it's okay, so I just wanted to get your perspective on it.
I don't affirm it. I don't see why we should have recreational use for drugs. And the word in Greek for sorcery is pharmakia. We've got to be very careful about this kind of thing. We should use things medicinally. I don't have any problem with aspects of marijuana being used for medical reasons. I don't have any problem with that because there are certain aspects about it that are for you, you know, and are good. And so under right conditions, not a problem. But just, hey, let's go out and get loaded and do all this stuff for recreational use, then go driving. No thanks.
Number 5.
I heard you say not to go to the Pentecostal church. Could you expound on that?
Yeah, generally speaking, Pentecostal churches are into the charismatic gifts, which I affirm, but they tend to overdo things to such a large degree that sensationalism and emotionalism tend to become the measuring stick of spirituality. And so this is bad, and a lot of Pentecostal churches affirm women pastors and elders, and that's bad, and a lot of them affirm that you can lose your salvation. And so I just generally recommend that people avoid them.
Number 4.
Wanting you to talk a little bit more about the oneness Pentecostal and what exactly makes them a cult.
Oneness Pentecostal denies the doctrine of the Trinity and says that God is one person in different forms or different manifestations. And because of this, there can be no true incarnation of the person of Christ, which then invalidates the sufficiency of the atoning sacrifice. Furthermore, they require baptism for salvation. You can't be saved unless you are baptized. And the formula for salvation is not in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but in the name of Jesus. And you can lose your salvation. So, because they deny the true God, they therefore deny the true Christ, and they deny the true gospel. It's a non-Christian cult.
Number 3.
Do you believe that Jesus chooses America's president?
There's a definite yes and a no to that. What we're talking about here is God's ordination. In Ephesians 1:11, God works all things after the counsel of his will. When nations go bad, he will often raise up kings that nation deserves. And they will get punished. They will see the oppression that comes from bad leaders. And so God will sometimes intervene and directly raise up someone for that purpose. Other times, he'll just let that occur, so to speak, not as directly involved. And this would fall under the Ephesians 1:11, he works all things after the counsel of his will. So Biden, as an example, would be at least a candidate for the Daniel 2 reasoning of the judgment of God upon this country for its refusal to bow to God, for its denial of truth, for its hatred of Christ, for its idiocy.
Number 2.
I have an adult son who was raised as a Christian and was baptized. He chose to be baptized. He had an apologetic mindset, and now he's completely woke.
I have a daughter raised with the things of the Lord, went to church, confessed Christ, is now in the New Age movement. And I wish I could help you with great wisdom, because your mom, you're not going to be able to say to him what needs to be said that someone else could say if it's a stranger. And that's okay. What we do as parents is we pray for them. We ask God to be merciful, to convict them, to draw them. Ask God to grant them belief and be gracious to them. And that's our job.
Number 1.
So what you got to do is just trust God and keep praying and keep praying. And don't push him. Let God deal with his heart and convict him. But I will say this. I don't talk about this very often. I backslid for a couple of years, and I was so backslidden I called up my brother who was going to a Christian university, and I threatened him and told him to stop praying for me because the conviction was getting bad. And, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to say this. This is what I did one day. I shook my fist up in the air at God and yelled at him to leave me alone. And so here I am now. I lost that argument and praise God for his mercy. So,
absolutely.
You know, I look back on my life back then in some areas, I'm like, why did God let me live? I don't know, except to say it by his mercy. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what the end of the picture is. We don't know the end of the story. You need to trust God, as I do with my children, my wife and I do, to trust our Lord with them and continually ask God to save.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to St. Adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.